With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Internal Revenue Service making progress now in cracking down on fraud stemming from the COVID pandemic. More on the story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Hundreds of millions of dollars were improperly distributed under the Employee Retention Credit to help small businesses keep their employees during the pandemic. But IRS initiatives to get that money back are working. For example, the agency said it received $225 million from a voluntary disclosure program which ended recently. That program allowed small businesses that thought they received the credit in error to give back the money and keep 20%. Other programs are also clawing back federal money. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, very heavy rain down under. Authorities in Australia ordering evacuations of tens of thousands of people for parts of Sydney. BBC correspondent Phil Mercer has the latest.
Despite blue skies over Sydney, the authorities warn the risk of flooding from swollen rivers is increasing after 3 days of heavy downpours. Rainfall records have been broken and more people could be forced to leave their homes. Further south, the storms have continued. Residents in several larger towns and cities in the Australian state of New South Wales have been told to stay indoors due to damaging winds and intense rainfall. Southern parts of Queensland have also been warned to expect more stormy weather over the weekend.
It's just something that just doesn't happen that often on the east coast of the United States, but millions of people jolted yesterday by a 4.8 magnitude earthquake. It was centered in Lebanon, New Jersey. No word of any injuries. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on abortion in a new poll.
It comes from Fox News, and it indicates that 35% of respondents think abortion should always be legal, while another 24% want the procedure to be legal most of the time with some restrictions. 32% of Americans say abortion should be illegal, except in cases of rape, incest, or to save the life of the mother. Only 7% want abortion to be outlawed in all circumstances. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslim terrorism leading to food insecurity in the Democratic Republic of Congo. International Christian Concern says 25% of the population there faces hunger and malnutrition, in part because of ongoing violence. More than 100 armed groups are fighting to control the Christian nation, and attacks on believers are being carried out by Islamic rebels. This is SRN News. A transgender bill has failed in Nebraska.
The legislation would have barred transgender students from bathrooms, locker rooms, and sports teams that correspond with their gender identity. The measure needed 33 votes Friday to end a filibuster and failed by a margin of 31 to 15. Two Republican senators initially co-sponsored the bill but abstained in the vote. With only 4 days left in the legislative session, the bill is dead for the year. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Kansas lawmakers approving another year's worth of funding for state agencies, but not without controversy. Action comes after a few legislators staged a last-minute protest over, hang on to your hat, a 93% pay hike for lawmakers. The Senate approved the bill 26-12, the House 78-44. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly expected to sign it. More details, SRNnews.com.